people on the highway, they're walking and crying. Some is starving, some is dying. Ain't nothing in rambling, either running round. Well, I'm gonna get a good man, ooh, Lord, and settle down. Well, you can go to Hollywood, try to get on the scene. I will stay right here and eat my old charity beet. Cause there ain't nothing in rambling, either running round. Well, I'm gonna get a good man, ooh, Lord, and settle down.
Yeah, and we have Sue Foley on the line with us from Austin, Texas. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
You know, I am thrilled. This is, I think, the fourth time you've been on the Blue Zeppelin. You came in, I think, in 2018. You came in with your trio at that time and did a live set here in the studios of Radio Bern Rabe. And then we had you on when Ice Queen came out, then Pinky's Blues. And then last October, we had you on for this live in Austin recording, this volume one, this wonderful record you put out, and now you're back again. This is unbelievable how busy you are. And you know, Sue, people are talking, we got to stop meeting like this.
Man, we got to meet in person soon, Mark.
I hope so. First of all, I want to wish you a happy birthday. I know you had a birthday just a couple days ago.
Yes, I did. I had a birthday.
So congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, everything is great. It's beautiful springtime here in Austin. And this new album, I'm really excited about it. It's been getting a lot of good feedback. So
yeah, tell me about this, because I mean, this is coming really just on the heels of this Live in Austin record you put out. And this is radically different. It's an acoustic sound. And you're even playing with nylon strings. I mean, have you ever done that before on an album?
Well, I've been doing it on albums kind of off and on for years, but this is the first time I did an entire album with my Spanish guitar. But I've been an avid nylon string player for, you know, a few decades now. And I took, you know, when my son was a baby, I decided to take some flamenco lessons, and it kind of turned my head about, you know, just about adding these techniques to my guitar playing. And some of them I even add to my electric guitar playing, which makes, I think, my approach kind of unique, especially where the right hand is considered. But I love my Spanish guitar. I love it. I mean, it's all I play at home.
Oh, that's wonderful. Let's talk about some of the artists, some of the covers that you do on here, because they're, I don't think they're exclusively from women, but they're mostly from women. I assume that Niccolo Paganini is a man.
Niccolò Paganini is a man. He's one of the great classical composers and legends, mostly known as a violinist. I think he did play guitar, though, and he composed for guitar. So this is, and this song, you know, goes back to the, 17th century or something. And it was covered by Ida Presti, who's a sort of a, you know, in the classical realm, she was a pretty well-known classical guitar player, but definitely a trailblazing. You know, all these women that I did feature on the album are who I consider trailblazers in women and guitar. And in different genres, not just blues.
And many of them were born not in the 20th century, but in the late 19th century.
Yeah, at the turn of the century. Yeah, at the turn of the last century. So yeah, this music goes back a ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the next song
and
I have.
That's me. I can't keep up with the times.
Yeah, the next song I have queued up is called "Oh Babe, It Ain't No Lie" from Elizabeth Cotton, born in 1893 in North Carolina.
Wow! Yeah, so she was so cool.
How are you getting the inspiration to go and dig back deep to find these artists and to find their music?
Well, I think, you know, the wonderful thing about our technology now is we're able to access so much stuff at our fingertips in seconds So research is pretty easy. Any of these people and women can be looked up. And there's actually a lot of videos on Elizabeth Cotton. She was pretty well known in the folk circuit in the 60s. And she played well into her 80s. So she has a really interesting story. But they all do. They all are fascinating people. Yeah.
So we're going to go into that, but I want to play something that's only about 10 seconds long, and this is an introduction I do when somebody very important comes on the Blue Zeppelin. So we're going to play that and then go straight into the song. Here we go.
All right.
And now...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. See? Nothing up my sleeve. Presto!
Beautiful back here with Sue Foley. And Sue, I know you, besides, you know, putting out two records in 6 months, you've also were working and completed doctoral thesis in women on the blues, in the blues. And is this...
Well, it's actually women pioneers of guitar. So it is tied in with this album. So it's not just blues, but thank you, Mark. And I've been busy. I defend my dissertation at the end of April. So, but this album is definitely tied into the research. Yeah.
That's wonderful. What did you learn from doing all that research that you were able to incorporate into this album?
Well, the interesting thing is, besides just picking up that these are females and this was a female-based research, and I did it because it's kind of my specialty. It's my passion. I'm a guitar player, so I was always curious about who came before me. And I'm kind of a natural historian and researcher. I've been that way all my life. Like I said before, I don't really keep up with the times as much as I'm really curious about what came before and how that made what is today, right? So that's kind of like when I got into blues, I got into blues through the Rolling Stones, and I listened to the Rolling Stones, and then I found out they'd been into Muddy Waters. So I was like, well, I better check out Muddy Waters. And of course, that's the way a lot of people find their way to blues. But because if you want to know how to sound like the Stones, you better understand Muddy Waters, you know? So I don't know. I've just always been curious about, you know, how everything kind of fits together. And that did tie into my doctoral research stuff, too. You know, it's all kind of the same thing.
Well, it's beautiful music, and you're being very modest. You call yourself a guitar player. I would call you a guitar player extraordinaire.
Well, thank you. You know, I love what I do, and I love to learn. So I still practice every day, and I still study, and I'm curious about, and I think that's kind of what keeps your art alive is just curiosity and passion, and you know, you keep learning. And I've been here a long time. I mean, I'm a professional for 40 years this year. So, yeah, I better be good.
Yep. And not only are you studying and practicing every day, you're going on tour pretty soon. I got a list here. You're actually going everywhere in North America, beginning April 6th through August. Unbelievable.
Yeah, we're on tour. Yeah, all the way through November now, and we will be coming to Europe, believe it or not, and that's not announced yet. But rumor has it in September we might be out your way.
Is that a definitive rumor?
It's sort of a definitive rumor. It's pretty definitive.
Cool. And if you're within striking distance, you can be sure that I will be somewhere in the audience.
Oh my God! If you're not in Canada.
I'm going to be in Canada in August at the Edmonton Folk Festival and the Edmonton Blues Festival, which is run by our good friend Cam Hayden.
Yes. Great festivals, both of them. Yeah.
So we have another track lined up here, Motherless Child Blues, beautiful song by L.V. Thomas.
Yeah. L.V. was a... L.V. Thomas and Geechee Wiley, they recorded together several songs. About six songs are all that's in existence. So they're kind of mysterious figures. But these are from the 1930s, and I find these the two songs I recorded by these two women, they're quite haunting. They've been covered by many artists. I'm not the first one that discovered that they were cool. They've been, you know, I discovered L.V. and Geechee on some compilation I had years ago, their songs always popped out to me. So this is Motherless Child Blues is quite a touching piece.
They sound a little bit, with the mystery anyway, they sound a little bit like female counterparts to Robert Johnson.
Yeah, they do. But the curious thing about them is their songs had a different kind of structure. They weren't like a classic blues structure. Blues is based around, you know, a 12-bar pattern with three chords, and they kind of stretched out their forms and did their own thing with it, which also makes their music really compelling.
Cool. Let's listen to that, and we're going to come back. I am thrilled to have you on the air, Sue.
And, well, thank you.
Well, it's brilliant. And you're always doing new stuff. It's unbelievable. You're not just, you know, resting on the laurels of what you did on the last album. Pretty much everything you're doing is going in a new direction.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm trying to, yeah, just kind of, like I said, I try to keep moving and stay curious and, you know, keep things interesting.
Cool. We're going to come.
Resting on your laurels is death in the music business.
I agree.
I think, you know.
I agree. We're going to come back with Sue Foley. Let's hear L.V. Thomas's Motherless Child Blues.
My mother told me just before she died. Satisfied.
Sue. Once again, that's a very beautiful song. I'm on the line with one of the true ambassadors of the blues. The wonderful Sue Foley is speaking to us live from Austin, Texas. Sue, wonderful piece of work.
Thank you very much. I love that one.
Yeah. Now, if people want to find out how to follow you, how to find out about this record, where you're touring, where's the best place to find everything about you?
Everything about me, SueFoley.com.
Okay, that's easy.
And it's socials and all that there.
F-O-L-E-Y, Foley.com. Yes. And Sue, we're going to go out of this with a song by Mabel Carter, who was born in Virginia in 1909. And I guess you know all about her.
Yeah, I mean, I know all about all these women, or as much as I could find out about them. But Mabel was, she's very famous in the country, in the country music field, obviously. She was Johnny Cash's mother-in-law, is probably the most famous thing about her. But Johnny Cash said she was his favorite musician, so that's high praise. She was a real curious guitar player. She was in the original Carter family, and her guitar playing is sort of the backbone of their music. So she was a very influential guitar player, because the Carter family were one of the big first radio stars of country music, which was originally called hillbilly music. So Mabel really has quite a legacy. Like I said, very influential. Her guitar style, she had several guitar styles besides her Carter Scratch, which was one of the most, you know, copied styles of guitar, especially in folk and country music.
Sue, you said that your thesis was looking more than at just blues. You were looking at pioneer guitar players. Is there something, yes, though, you could say that was unique about the guitar players that were drawn to the blues?
Well, even Mabel was drawn to the blues, which is interesting because she took blues guitar lessons from an African-American man who lived, you know, a few towns away, a guy named Leslie Riddle. So that's pretty well known. But I think, you know, what strikes me most about these women is just that they're interesting people. I mean, you know, even more than just being women or being, you know, when you think of somebody that did something like they did, you know, decades before the women's movement, or, you know, there was no, and I call them pioneers and trailblazers, because really there was nobody before them that did that, you know, that really made their mark on in their cultures and in music like they did. So it just goes to point out that besides just being females trailblazing females, they were just interesting people. And I think that's really what I wanted to stress, is like, these are really interesting people who did interesting things, and they deserve to be acknowledged.
Right. And you know, Sue, you are carrying on their tradition. This is really something that you're part of. You're part of this history. You're keeping it moving forward.
Yes, I try to do that. And I try to obviously be, you know, my own way, my own trailblazing role model way. I do what I do. And then I try to remember to acknowledge, you know, the shining lights that lit the path for me. You know, Memphis Minnie especially, she was really important. She's in blues. I mean, there's nobody like her. Geechee Wiley and L.V. Thomas, you know, they made six sides and they were sort of obscure, but Memphis Minnie recorded over 200 sides and her career spanned three decades. And she was one of the innovators who first recorded electric guitar. You know, she started as a country blues artist and then became an electric blues artist in Chicago. So she's really a tremendous figure who needs to be remembered. And she's always been my hero.
You know, Sue, you know what's going to happen a century from now when somebody like you is looking back at the history of blues and history of guitar players? Your name is going to be part of that tradition. You're going to be included. No, I'm serious. I really
but
think
I'll be
this. Well, so are these women, but it's important to incorporate them and to respect them and understand their place in the history. I'm a big believer that the blues is not something that we read about in a book that happened, you know, last century or whatever. We are continuing this beautiful tradition right now.
Yes, we are. It's alive right now, and there's so much good stuff in blues right now. And thank you, Mark, for your work. You know, you're always, you know, taking care of artists and shining light on people, especially obscure people that other people might not know about. So I think it's just wonderful to be able to do that.
Those are very kind words from Sue Foley. Sue, I can't wait to see you again somewhere on planet Earth, and we will have a good time. We're going to go out now with a Lonesome Homesick Blues. Sue, stay on the line. I'll say goodbye to you off air, and I wish you a great tour and great success with your brand new baby, this album that was just released on Friday.
Thank you so much, Mark, and we will see you soon. I can't wait.